Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Dragon's Bride by Joe Beverley, narrated by Simon Preble. This work is copyrighted 2001 by Joe Beverley Publications, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2002 by Recorded Books. Con Summerford, the new Earl of Wyvern, arrives at his fortress on the cliffs of Dover to find a woman from his past waiting for him, pistol in hand. And now, The Dragon's Bride.
Chapter 1. May 1816. The South Coast of England. The moon flickered briefly between wind-blown clouds, but such a thread-fine moon did no harm. It barely lit the men creeping down the steep headland toward the beach, or the smuggling master controlling everything from above. It lightened not at all the looming house that ruled the cliffs of this part of Devon, Crag Wyvern, the fortress-like seat of the blessedly absent Earl of Wyvern. Absent, like the riding officer charged with preventing smuggling in this area. Animal sounds, an owl, a gull, a barking fox, carried across the scrubby landscape, constantly reporting that all was clear. At sea, a brief flash of light announced the arrival of the smuggling ship. On the rocky headland, the smuggling master, Captain Drake, as he was called, unshielded a lantern in a flashing pattern that meant all clear. All clear to land brandy.